We want to go to Ogden, Utah for a moment, where Tyler Lathrop joins us. Tyler's an owner of a Good Life Cafe and Juice Bar, which is located on the same block as the town's federal building. About 5,000 federal employees who work for the IRS and the U.S. Forest Service work in that building in Ogden. Many of them were furloughed during the shutdown. And by the way, roughly a third of Ogden, Utah's annual revenue comes from sales taxes, and of course, that means they're highly dependent on those incomes of the federal employees there. Tyler Lathrop, welcome to On Point.
Hi there, thank you.
So first of all, Tyler, tell us, what's the mood like, you know, at the Good Life Cafe in Ogden and generally in Ogden today as federal workers are going back to work?
Well, it's the beginning of the week since it happened, so we're optimistic it's going to be different than it was the past 35 days. But it has been very bleak. It's a ghost town. I'm looking outside my cafe door right now, and it used to be packed at breakfast and at lunch, and it's empty. So it's been a big, big struggle. It's hit the whole town very hard. It's hit our cafe very hard, and we're hoping it's going to be different now.
So tell me more about what happened to your cafe over the past 5 weeks.
Well, the first week when the shutdown happened, I think people were still positive and on vacation mode, and it didn't seem like it was that different. And then every week since then, it dropped and it dropped and it dropped. And we are down now. This past week, we were down half of our sales. We're probably down 80% of our lunch base. We're a lunchtime cafe, so 80% of our lunch base is probably federal and forestry workers, and that completely changed. So we're all kind of just waiting to see what's going to happen this week and being optimistic, but I think people are preparing for it to happen again. Hmm. So no one's going to be going out and spending money is how we kind of feel here. But like I said, we're hoping that that's not the case.
Yeah, no, I completely understand because there's so much uncertainty about what might happen in 3 weeks.
There is an absolute uncertainty, and so I opened up this place almost 2 years ago, and I love it. It's on an extremely charming street, historic 25th Street. We love it. We love this place. We love the town. I sold everything I had to move here and open, and there's a chance I could lose it, and it's for a cause that the majority of the country doesn't want, and that's been very upsetting.
Wow. Well, so Tyler, you were saying that you know, it's like a ghost town there in Ogden now. Even today, what have your colleagues, your customers, people that your neighbors, what have they been saying about how the past 5 weeks have been for them? I mean, because there's so many other people beyond the actual workers themselves who've suffered an impact from the shutdown.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's kind of two different types of people coming, the kind that are business owners, and we can talk about how it's affecting them and how they're hanging on and what they're doing, and the federal workers. And it's not good. Everyone's concerned and worried. And then there's another side where it's kind of interesting. People just aren't talking about it. You'll see people, and it's such a polarized topic, and it's such a divided topic that I think some people are just afraid to mention it. So sometimes I feel like there's an elephant just walking down Main Street, and everyone wants to talk about it, but they're nervous because you don't know what the other person's going to say and what side they're on. So then everyone's just kind of quiet. And in some ways, that's worse.
Right.
Wow. So that's been really interesting to see that happen.
Wow. And do you think that that sort of the community can recover from that and get a sense of being a whole community again?
Yeah, I'm optimistic, absolutely, for that. It's a small town. We tend to pull together. I think that we need to, as spring comes, it's going to get better and busier. And so, yes, I think it's going to get better. Of course, we're all still very concerned. I think everyone was even concerned before the shutdown. So we're just all trying to be optimistic and hang in there and see what happens.
Well, Tyler Lathrop, stand by here for just a second because I want to hear a little bit more about how you've been holding your business together when we come back. Tyler Lathrop is owner of a Good Life Cafe and Juice Bar in Ogden, Utah. Ginger Gibson is also with us. She's national political correspondent at Reuters. She's been writing about the shutdown. And we want to hear from you. The federal government is fully reopened for now, at least for the next 3 weeks. How do you think the country should move forward? What kind of agreement would you like to see coming out of Washington? And if you're a federal worker or a contract worker, how are you moving forward? How hard is it going to be? This is On Point. This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're talking this hour about, yes, the reopening of the federal government, the full reopening of the federal government and the way forward now, especially for those hundreds of thousands of federal workers and contract workers as well, their families and the businesses that relied on them, and how they're getting by or how they can get by now that the nation's longest government shutdown is over, at least for now. We're speaking today with Ginger Gibson. She's national political correspondent at Reuters. And Tyler Lathrop also joins us. Tyler is owner of a Good Life Cafe and Juice Bar in Ogden, Utah, a city that is home to about 5,000 federal employees who work for the IRS and the U.S. Forest Service as well. And Tyler, I know I've got you just for a couple of more minutes, but I just wanted to ask you, you know, I've been reading and hearing over the weekend that so many federal workers and, you know, the businesses that relied on them, not only did they lose out on those paychecks, but there was this sort of domino effect, right? Having to take out loans at higher interests or worrying about if they could make their mortgage payments. They're potentially taking hits to their credit scores, or some even, especially contract workers, losing their health insurance. I was just wondering, if in your life and in your business, did you feel any of those domino effects?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just kind of, it's rippled through the whole town. And it was kind of a double or triple whammy, because cafes are always slow in January after Christmas. So you kind of buckle down to get through it, and then this happens. So the little bit of money you were counting on to get through the slow season gets cut in half. So it's definitely hit everyone. And about the loans, I thought that was kind of interesting. I think it's Wilbur Ross made it sound like it was so easy for people to go out and get a loan. And I can tell you right now, I've had so many people call the cafe, put ads up, post on my social media, because somehow they found out that we possibly could need one. And if you call, the interest rates are really high. It's not something most people can do or want to do, and they're kind of taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
So there is no interest-free loans out there or any help like that.
So, Tyler, forgive me for interrupting, are these banks or individuals or private credit companies? Like, who's reaching out to you offering loans?
Well, I mean, you know, I had, when I opened up my own bank account along the top, there's a little flag that says, if you need help with the shutdown, call us. And then besides that, on my social media, I've been hit by all kinds of business lenders from all over the country. And they're not banks. Some of them are banks. But then when you call and if you apply, the interest rates are incredibly high. You're supposed to pay back like within a month or two. So it's not really beneficial for a business at all.
Wow.
And it could get a lot of people in trouble if they take it.
Okay. Tyler, last question then. I mean, how long do you think it'll take for you, your business, to really fully recover here?
Oh, gosh. You know, I want to be optimistic. We're pretty positive here. But I would say it's going to take months. I would say that we're going to need, because we're kind of a spring-summer town, very outdoorsy, mountain climbing, river rafting, and we're going to have to wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
Because besides that, I think that it's going to stay kind of bleak. People are kind of buckling down, don't know what's going to happen. There's an uncertainty in the air, and I really hope that all changes. But that's how it feels right now. It doesn't feel any different than it did last week.
Yeah. Well, Tyler Lathrop, owner of a Good Life Cafe and Juice Bar in Ogden, Utah. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Meghna. I appreciate it.